happened to be there at the right time, Stephen.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine now, just coming across that.
Timing impeccable. Not everyone's timing was impeccable, Half.
Just talk to me.
I know somebody who had tickets to LeBron's next game and was desperately...
Against the Bucks.
Yeah, which is tomorrow 2 p.m. Melbourne time. Desperately hoping that he didn't drop a few in the net. Greg Swan, CEO of Brisbane
Greg Swan.
Lions, is incredibly flat this morning, I'm told. That he was locked in. You think, well, I've got it. More planned, I think, more calculated, thinking this is the game. He will be there tomorrow night, but it's all been done and dusted. So Greg Swan, also over there for the Super Bowl, was in for the next game.
So Swanee's doing the Super Bowl junket, is he?
No, it's a fact-finding
mission. Oh, come on!
Also on the fact-finding mission, Gil McLaughlin, AFL junket. CEO. Kylie Rogers.
Shouldn't he be handing over, Gil? Shouldn't he be back here handing over, finding someone to take over the role?
Well, I think it's...
Why does he need to go to the Super Bowl?
Well, it's a send-off, I suppose.
Well, there you go. Well,
he's invited.
Don't tell me it's a fact-finding mission.
Andrew Dillon apparently's paid his own way.
Plenty of talk around that Oleg Markov is coming hard for Gillen's position.
Yeah, so Greg Swan a bit flat. He wasn't barracking for LeBron, that's for sure. You would be, wouldn't you? Think, gee, because he planned it, I think. He thought, well, that'll be the game. But talking of CEO, I was out last night at a function. The name Andrew Westacott, obviously head of Grand Prix.
Yeah, we spoke to him a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. I wouldn't say he's in pole position to use a... but
like what you've
he's
done
roaring
there.
Down the straight. He's in the mix. He's in it, I believe, from what I'm hearing, Andrew Westacott's in the race for the AFL CEO up to his eyeballs.
So we spoke yesterday about Kylie Rogers and her chances. Westacott's in the mix, it seems. Is Andrew Dillon in the mix? Is that what's happening?
Yes, but some people in the AFL are not sure whether he really wants to put his name out there and be up in lights. So I think Andrew Westacott, a good operator and not a salesman, but a great front man. He's bubbly. He's bubbly, isn't he?
He's bubbly. Is that what you want as a CEO of the AFL?
Yeah, I think
you need
helps.
Someone who's bubbly?
Yeah,
but you need
helps.
Someone who's really, really good?
Both. I think he's pretty good, Andrew Westacott.
Right. So well, I'm not disputing that, but is bubbly the key component that they're really looking for?
No, but I've also got a bit of a basketball scoop.
Hang on a second.
Not related.
Are you staying in your lane? What's going on here?
Lauren Jackson. Don't rule out surgery on that Achilles. Seeking another opinion. It's a slight tear in the Achilles, but there may be some sort of surgery. A little snip that can get her back a little bit quicker, Daniel. Watch this space on Lauren Jackson, a scoop on Breakfast with Half.
We've had a few scoops in the last couple of days on Breakfast with Half. I wasn't aware we'd get any WNBL scoops from you. I wasn't planning on that.
I believe she's looking interstate for another answer. So just keep an eye out for Lauren Jackson. Reports were that she didn't need surgery. There might be a little procedure that can fast-track things, Daniel.
Thank you, Mark. I'm surprised you didn't mention the exclusive from Daniel Cherney today in the Herald Sun that former son Oleg Markov is going to train with the Blues and he's on the radar to fill the spot.
It's looking good. Well, he's down there today training. So
is he?
Cameras will be there.
Will you be there?
Tom Brown might be in the car park waiting for him. So it's a significant story. He's already had his medical. He's basically got 5 days now to prove himself. And you'd think now he's down at Carlton, it'd be a big chance for that story to come off.
He's got to make a decision because the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are looking at a new quarterback and Oleg Markov has rocketed the favouritism for that. Apprentice Mick has jumped into the studio on a Thursday morning. Nice to have you with us, The Apprentice.
Thanks for having me, Daniel.
What do you got for us today in the breakfast poll? I've got a feeling I might know where you lean today.
Yeah, it was quite obvious where we were going this morning. So the poll is, well, I'm going to set the scene a bit. You're in the schoolyard, lunchtime ball, captaincy role, gifted pick one. Who have you got? Michael Jordan or LeBron James?
Now, we know from earlier that
Al loves MJ after his little stinger that we heard earlier. And I think
can we just get that confirmed? If you were in the schoolyard, Al, for the breakfast poll today at Breakfast with Half on Twitter or RSN927 as well, get involved on the socials. If you were picking them up against the wall, if you were captain of this team, I don't know how you've got the captaincy, by the way, if LeBron and Michael are there, but you're the captain of one of these teams.
Strong leadership skills.
And you get first pick. Can you confirm that Michael's your man?
MJ, every day of the week, twice on Sundays.
Righto. Yeah.
Clutch. He is clutch.
Well, there's no doubt about that.
I'm worried for the result of this poll. This has been 99-1.
No way. There's no way. This is a very emotive topic. There's a lot of people with a lot of emotional attachment to these two individuals.
Who are you going downtown?
Oh, 100% MJ. 100%.
Now,
I'm all for longevity, but MJ is the greatest of all time.
Grated his own
what about the young buck in the room?
Well, I've said this earlier, I think last week or earlier this week, I'm not one to comment on stuff I haven't seen with my own eyes. So I'm going to go with LeBron. And I think if anything was going to change the mind of a fence sitter, it was going to be this scoring title. I don't think another championship's going to change... Oh, another championship for LeBron's going to change anyone's mind, given MJ will forever be 6-0 in the finals. But currently, the results are 73% Michael Jordan and 26% LeBron James. 73?
Oh, I reckon
where's the other 1%?
I reckon that'll balance. That'll balance out, I reckon.
It's 73.3 and 26.7, Steve-O.
Although our audience, I suggest, would be a slightly more mature audience in terms of age. So MJ might be sort of more front of mind than LeBron for a lot of them. So we'll see. I reckon that's a good one. Who are you taking the schoolyard, MJ or LeBron? That's the poll today on Breakfast with Huff on Twitter and RSN927 as well. Thank you, Apprentice. We'll hear more from you through the morning. Stephen, we'll hear more from you as well. After the break, we'll get you a winner, hopefully, on the early mail.